We are joined now by Lester Munson, journalist, lawyer, veteran, Chicago sports reporter, occasional member of that panel of the Great Old Sports Writers Show. I feel this is really a broadcast now when you're with us, Lester. Good morning to you. And let's talk a little bit about Virginia McCaskey. Don't you think it was almost fitting that she got to see the Bears beat the Packers, and then it's Super Bowl weekend that this happens?
The timing is exquisite, Jeff. What a wonderful woman she was. Made it to age 102. At the time of her death, she had 40 great-grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Unbelievable.
Yeah, now, people are talking, Lester, about what happens to the team going forward. She actually controlled 80% of the Bears' stock, didn't she?
Yes, she did. When her brother died, Muggs, back in 1979, they had a bit of a crisis over passing on ownership of the team. They had a battle with the Internal Revenue Service, but they came out of it very well. Pat Ryan, the insurance mogul here in Chicago, took over 20% of the team, but Virginia and her kids had total control. She voted 80% of the votes that were available among the shareholders of the team, so that they were never in danger of losing the team. And now, however, what will happen? Will they keep the team, or will they offer it for sale? There are 9 surviving children of Virginia McCaskey. Will some of them want to cash out? Will all of them want to keep the team? What the family would typically say, it's a devout Catholic family, and they would typically say, we're going to keep the team until the second coming. We'll now see about that.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about her as a person, because you know, we're hearing from a lot of former players about just how into the team she was. I mean, we didn't get to see that as fans or as media members, but I remember in particular she was talking about 2 different incidents that really had her questioning things, and it was the death of Brian Piccolo and also the death of Walter Payton.
Yes, she and her late husband, Ed, became very close with Brian Piccolo. He was a colorful character, a journeyman running back, but somehow or another, Piccolo and the McCaskeys became very close. He died young of cancer, and the Virginia and Ed made up their minds they would not get close to any other players. But then along came Walter, and once again they became very close with Walter Payton, perhaps the greatest Bear player of all time. And then when he died young, she was crushed again. But meanwhile, she would go to games. Even at advanced age, she'd be up in the skybox. She was very concerned about the team winning and losing. At one point, her son George, when one of the coaches was not doing very well, described his mother as pissed off. You know, not something you associate with a devout Catholic woman who owns a football team.
Lester, she was quiet, but word is she called the shots, right?
There's no question about that. When things went wrong, she removed one of her sons as the CEO and brought in somebody from the outside, a move that no one ever expected, but she did not hesitate to do that. She did let the team know when she was unhappy. She did all this very privately, and as you said, Bob, we in the media never really had any kind of close connection with her. The late, great Chet Topic had a pathway into the McCaskey family, but we lost him several years ago, so we have never been really close to Virginia.
And from all indications, they did make plans to keep it in the family. We'll be hearing more about that. And then what do you think the NFL is going to do on Super Bowl Sunday, Lester?
Well, they're going to have some sort of a pause or a moment in honor of her. She is the last connection that the NFL has to the founding of this great enterprise. It was her father and a couple of others who came up with the idea that now produces the most powerful and the biggest enterprise in all of sports. So they're going to have to do something. It will come before the game, I think. Perhaps a moment of silence, perhaps some sort of music, but I'm sure the good people of the NFL are working on that right now.
Lester Munson, so good of you to join us this morning. Great to hear from you again, and I thank you very much.
Good to talk to you, Bob. Thank you.